Parshas Vayera. Vayemaher Avraham Hoahela El Sarah Vayayimer Mari Shloish Seim Kemach Sailes Lushi Vasi Ugais. Okay, Kindlech, open your chamashim. Oh, Chaim, good morning. We're a little bit late this morning, Chaim.
Sorry, Rebbe. Just that it's very hard for me to get up in the morning, being that I was sleeping on the couch downstairs. I didn't fall asleep till it was almost morning.
And why exactly were you sleeping on the couch downstairs?
My Uncle Baruch is here again from Switzerland. I had to give up my room.
That's not the way you say it. My Uncle Baruch was here and I had to give up my room. The way to say it is, my Uncle Baruch is here from Switzerland, and Baruch Hashem, I have the mitzvah of giving up my room.
Yeah,
No, that's the way this... Now, come on, let me hear you say it.
My Uncle Baruch is here from Switzerland, and I had the mitzvah of...
No, that's not going to do, Chaim. Try again.
My Uncle Baruch is here from Switzerland, and I had the mitzvah of... giving up my room.
That's better, Chaim. Now I see a smile on your face. You know something? Chaim is very tired. So maybe it'll help him learn if we start the day with a story. Ah, everyone is raising their hands. Well, at least there's something we can all agree on. Go ahead, Chaim, sit down.
Janver, come here at once.
Huh, I'm coming. Yeah. What's the matter?
I need your help.
Sure, no problem. What can I do for you?
There is a woman, a next-door neighbor. She is not feeling well. I promised her husband that I will send a kvittel to the big tzaddik, the Gestanine Rebbe.
Oh, sure, no problem. I will go right now to Gestanine. Where is it?
It is about 50 kilometers down the road, southwest of here.
50 kilometers? Oh, I may as well go in the morning, because I think if I leave now, I'm going to get there when it's night.
I want you to leave now.
But I probably won't be able to see the Rebbe until the morning anyway.
I want you to go anyway.
Why?
This way you will be there first thing in the morning.
Right, if I go at night, I'll be there for the morning, I think. Okay, I'll go. Listen, if someone's in trouble, you have to help. I will just jump onto my horse. And I'm off! Oops, I have to attach the wagon. 1 second. Okay, 1, 2, 3, I'm off! At least the horse is off. Come back here, horse! Okay, I caught up to my horse. We shall travel off. And we arrive over here in Gestanine. Okay. So we arrive in Gestanine. Ah, this is like a schmacka place, this Gestanine. Oh, everyone's sleeping over here. Just because it's 12:30 at night, everyone is sleeping. Well, there must be a hotel someplace. Where's the hotel? Wait a second. Here's the night watchman. Here, he's wearing a policeman's uniform. And he has a gun and a whistle. He must be the night watchman. He's sleeping by a chair. Excuse me. Are you the night watchman?
Yeah, I'm the night watchman. What right do you have to wake me up?
Oh, sorry. Oh, should have known better than to ask the night watchman. Well, oh, wait a second. There's a candle burning over there. Somebody's up in that house. That must be the hotel. That's right. That must be the hotel. There's a candle burning over there. That must be the hotel. No problem. Let me just jump on over there to the place. Okay. Knock, knock. Hello! Is anyone up in there?
Shah, what's with you? What's the matter with you? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I guess everyone's up now. Hello! Oh, someone's coming.
Shalom Aleichem, Reb Yid.
Aleichem Shalom, Reb Yid. So, is this the hotel?
Is this the...
Well, take my bag, please.
I'm sorry.
Well, take it up the stairs to my room. I'll give you a good tip.
It's a little heavy.
Come on. Just that I take my sink wherever I go, because sometimes it's hard to get water, so I disconnect my sink and I bring it along. Okay.
Here, I'll give you this room. It's the nicest room in the house.
Well, for the price I'm paying, I think I should get it. Okay. How's about some supper over here? A late night snack?
Sure, no problem. What would you like for a late night snack?
Oh, let's say a steak, some soft cabbage, some fish, some soup, maybe some challah. Sushi, maybe.
It is a little bit late.
Yeah, so I'll skip the dessert, but I'll have everything till then.
I don't have any ready, but I'll start baking it right away and cooking.
Sure, go ahead. I'll just sit down over here and relax a little bit. Hey, you got something to read? Oh, you got Svarim? Oh, that's good. Okay. Okay.
It's ready.
Oh, thank you very much. Fork, please. Okay. Can I have another glass, please? Oh, this is very good. Can I have some water to wash my hands? I'm too tired to schlep the sink down for my suitcase upstairs. Yeah, oh, this is good. This food is great. Can I have another portion, please? Yeah, my sixth portion. Yeah, thank you very much.
Would you like a tea?
Yeah.
Sugar?
Yeah,
sure.
How many sugar cubes?
8. That's how much I usually take. 8, yes. Oh, this is good. All right. I'll just bench now. I'll need some help getting up the steps, you know, after a snack like that. It's a little bit hard for me to move. Oh, thanks for helping me up the steps over here. Let me just plop down on this bed. Hey, do you mind taking off my boots there, please? Oh, thank you very much. Hey, listen, I'll give you a good tip. Would you please shine them for me? I'm going to meet a very important person tomorrow. I want to make sure that it's okay. All right? Yeah. Hey, an extra pillow, please. Can you please get this window open? It's too cold. Can you please close it a little bit? Can you please open it a little more? I got too hot. Oh, okay. Hey, listen, you got to wake me up in the morning, okay? Because I got to get to shul in time for Shacharis. Maybe I should be up the whole night learning. I shouldn't oversleep. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, it's late. Oh, no. I hope the Rav is still there. Let me quickly run and wash Negelwasser. Jump out of my bed. Race down the stairs. Oy vey. Oh, here's the shul. Hey, where's the Rebbe? The Gustanina Rebbe. Where is he?
He's up front, answering Shilas.
This is an emergency. I have to get over to him right away.
You'll have to wait in line. Many other people have an emergency.
Oh, no, but this is really important. All right. Please, let me over to the Rav. Where's the Rav?
All right, we'll let you go.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well, where's the Rav?
He's standing over there by the Stender.
Would you stop kidding me? That's the hotel manager. Where is the Rav?
I told you, he's standing by the Stender.
And I told you, you think I don't know the difference between a hotel manager and a Rav? Where is the Rav?
That is the Rav.
That is the Rav, but I stayed in his hotel last night.
You did not stay in his hotel last night.
You're going to tell me where I stayed? I stayed in his hotel!
You did not stay in his hotel.
Are you making me cuckoo? I stayed in his hotel! What do you mean you're telling me?
There is no hotel in this town.
I don't care if there's no hotel in this town. I stayed in his hotel! Huh?
There is no hotel in this town.
But I came to town and there was a candle burning in the middle of the night. And there was a man sitting by a safer by the desk.
That was the Rav.
That was the Rav that I. Oh, no. Oh, please take me to the Rav. Rav.
Oh, don't worry. I was already mispalel for that person, and she's fine. The Rabbanu Shalom gave her a refuah shleima.
But I think I need a refuah shleima. You polished my boots. I kept asking you for a pillow and more pillows. I even asked you to pick up my teddy bear when it fell off in the middle of the night. Will you ever be meichel me? I thought you were a hotel man. Will you ever be meichel me?
I'll be meichel you on one condition.
Yeah?
That whenever you come to town, you once again stay in that same hotel.
Huh? Okay.
You see? When else would I have the schus of polishing the shoes for another yid?
Wow, Uncle Baruch isn't quite as difficult a guest as that person was. He never once asked me to polish his shoes. I think...
Godel achnas esarachim yoyse mekabolas pnei ashchina, my friend.
Okay, Rebbe. I'll remember. I'll give up my room, and this time, with a smile.